This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Judy Waters. Joe Estes is in the Sundial Writers' Corner today. Recently, he and wife Sally were the recipients of some astounding musical memories. Here's the story.
This episode started when we set out to clean up the attic and to clear it of things we had not used or even looked at for way too long. The thrift store and the trash man would be our helpers. Things were going well until a box was opened that created an immediate time shift in our minds. We were suddenly back in touch with a moment of our own past history. It was a program booklet Sally and I were given as we went through the gate at the Atlanta Braves Stadium in 1966. This was pre-Turner Field. Memorial Day weekend, 1966, the first annual Atlanta Jazz Festival. This festival would go on all weekend, but we were there only Friday night, not because of the $2 tickets, but in 1966, we could afford only one night in a motel and all of the eating out that would be required. The weekend would include the likes of the Paul Mitchell Trio from there in Atlanta, Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, Miss Nina Simone, Stan Getz Quartet, Arthur Prysock, the Billy Taylor Trio, the Teddy Wilson Trio, Miles Davis Quintet, Thelonious Monk Quintet, and Count Basie and his orchestra, along with some others. We were able to hear none of the above-mentioned folks because they were later in the weekend. So the only jazz performers we had were Howard McGhee, Zoot Sims, the Newport All-Stars with Pee Wee Russell and Eddie Condon, Muddy Waters and his blues band, Horace Silver Quintet, the Dave Brubeck Quartet with Paul Desmond, Joe Morello, and Eugene Wright, and finally, Louis Armstrong and the All-Stars, where he introduced his new vocalist, Miss Jewel Brown. Seriously, those were the only performers there for Friday night. Don't you feel sorry for us? Now, if you have even the least amount of sympathy for our only having this one night of jazz, why don't you make a donation to a certain public radio station that works out of the south end of the UAH campus?
I see trees of green, red roses.
Reverend Joe Estes is a retired United Methodist pastor who still enjoys tapping his feet to a jazzy beat. After all, he played the saxophone all through his teenage years.
What a wonderful world.
If you enjoy these Sundial commentaries, you can also listen online at WLRH.org and on iTunes. This is 89.3 Huntsville.
The bright, blessed day, the dark, sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow.